Who holds no? This mechat, when it comes into the stomach of the cow, it becomes bottle. So Pashu learned bottle means that it's not metama at all the cow. The cow was still tor. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda was only chayza from kelim, that water cannot be metama keli midiraisan. But water, when it touches the food, then I'll tell you, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda still holds, like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, we had in the Brisa before, that they say that it is metama oichel. In other words, a mashke, that's tomei, could be metama oichel. If it touches food now, the food becomes tomei midiraisa. So the question is, if Rabbi Yehuda is like that, my bottle be meyehom, why do we say when this mechatis goes into the cow, when the cow drinks it, it's bottle, it's not metama anymore? It's very good that you understand why the koyach of the mechatis went off it. If when a cow drinks this mechatis, it's not right to use anymore for mechatis. You can't sprinkle it on a tomatic person, he won't become tor anymore. So it loses the tumah of mechatis. That we understand. It doesn't have a koyach of an ava tumah to metama odom or to metama kelim, because it's not fit anymore to be used for the mechatis. Of the kasher is, Tuma kalom miyo nitmu. But our core point of the Havamin is now it's still called water. Still called mashke in the cow's stomach. Now this water, even though it lost the din mechatis, but it's still tomatic water, it's not worse than stam water that touched the mechatis. The mechatis is an avatumum. If it touches other water, it makes it into a regional tumum. So this water now, that metchila was the mechatis, now the cow drank it. So when the cow drank it, it's not right to be used anymore. So it's poka the shem mechatis, but it's still water. So this water should akol bonim be like mashke that's tummy. So Abazai, why doesn't this water now be metama the buster of the animal? If you're going to tell me that mashke that's tummy could be metama ichlim, why doesn't this mashke in the cow's stomach be metama the buster? Rabbi Yehuda was chayz legamri and holds no, even though water is mekabel tumi, it itself could become tamei, but if it touches something else, it's not metame, even food is not metame. Mara says, no, maybe from here there's no raya. I tell you, my botlu b'mayeho, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean that when the water, the mechatis, goes into the stomach of the cow, becomes bottom, like it's not worth anything now, it loses all its dinim? I tell you, nami botlu mituma chamura. It only means to say tak, it loses its din of a tuma chamura. In other words, it's not an avatum anymore. This mechatis, when the cow drinks it, it's not roy, you can't use it anymore for mechatis. You can't sprinkle it now on a person, he won't become tor from that. So therefore, the avatum of mechatis goes off it. Avotuma kala mitama, b'renech nami. The water is still called tomatic water, and if it touches now an oichlim, it could be mitama oichlim. It's like a tuma kala. A tuma kala means an easy type of a tuma, that it's only mitama oichlim, that's all. A tuma chamur means it's like an avatum, it's metama odom v'kelim. That goes off this mechatis because it's not usable anymore. But our kopon maybe still has a din, mashkim, that's tomei, and mashkim tomei maybe could be metama oichlim. So tuma kala still remains. For the Gemara, if that's pshat of Yehuda, so what's pshat of Tanakama then? Michlal, you have to tell me then, Toshid is a machlokes Tanakama and Yehuda. The Tanakama says that the Sarah tomei, and the Yehuda holds no, the Bessara is not tomei. Since you're going to tell me now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bosser is still Tomei, because our Koponim is a Tomekalom, of Zoy Mechlal, we have to say then, Kmeir is a Raya, the Tanakama Sovam, Tomechamura Nami Metamo. Now the Tanakama holds no, it still retains its din of a Mechatis, it's Mamish and Avatom still, and it could be Metamo Odom, the Kalem also. If Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only Metamo Bosser, so the Tanakama that argues on him, the Chura has told this Mechatis is still a regular din of a Mechatis, that it could be Metam Odom Mekalim. For the more, that's not true. For Oho Besara Tumeya Ketoni, the Tanakama only says that Porah Shesosas a Mechatis, Besara Tumeya. It only says that the meat of this Porah is Tumeya. Mashma, that's all. But if a person now would go touch this water, we're talking about after the cow drank it, you shechted the cow, and you cut open the stomach, and you have the water in the stomach now. So it's mashma if an odom, if a person would touch that water, he would be tar. He wouldn't become tummy. Only the buster, only the meat of the cow is tummy. So if you're going to tell me now that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that, so what's the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Have the Gemara and Echnami. I'll tell you, Kula Rav Yudhi. This whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Yudha. There's no Tanakama, there's no Machlokes here. They all hold the same din. Something is missing in this Mishnah. V'ochi k'toni. This is the way it should be said. Torah shashosa samechatis. If a Torah, a regular cow, that drank this mechatis, this water, that's made from the paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma, that has a din, that right now, if a man touches it, he becomes tamei. So this cow that drank it is besara tamei. I tell you true, only the basar, only the meat of the animal is tamei. Once the cow drank it, it like loses the din of mechatis on it. It's not a navatum anymore. Now if a man or kelim would touch it, it would not be tamei. Only the basar, only the meat, only an oichel is tamei. Now, b'medavar mamurim, when do we say this din? Tumakala. Only tumakala it still has. Abo tumachamur loy. But the tumachamur, the original tumah that a mechatis has, that it's like an avatumah, that even if an adam, a person, or a kelim that touched it would become tumah, that it doesn't have anymore. This is even the Tanakama. Of course, the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's explaining himself now. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the svar is, gotlo b'meyeho. That when a cow drinks this mechatis, it loses the din of a mechatis. You can't use it anymore for mechatis. If you sprinkle it on a tomatic person, he doesn't become tor. So Yehuda is the one that's saying that it's bottle of the meyeho. You can't use it for mechatis, the avatuma goes off it. It's not matam ozim kelim. But a tuma kala still has. Why? Because it's like water now, like regular water. If regular water touches an avatuma, it's makabal tuma mediraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, water that's tuma mediraisa, when it touches food, food it is matami. As we want to go now on the tzad, that Rabbi Yehuda was only chayza from kelim, that when water touches a keli, it can't be matam with a kelim. But enechanami, when water touches oichlim, it could be mediraisa it is matam with the oichlim. And that's trying this Mishnah, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this mechatnis, the para drank, once he drank it in the stomach, it's not considered like mechatas anymore. It's like regular water. It's like tomatica water. And the reason why the meat of the cow is tomei, because this water went now and touched the meat of the cow. So therefore the meat became tomei, because mashkim could be metam oichlim. So from here we wouldn't have any raya clearly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Could be was chayzu, and then you say it's batel meyeh means legamri, it's not metam at all. Or could be no, Rabbi Yehuda is moedit, it's still metam with the bosa. So we don't have a clear raya from this Mishnah. So Maravashi Yomar li oilom batel meyeh legamri. Tell you no. Ravashi is saying it is the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. And Tanakam holds the water is still considered like water, therefore it's metam with the bosa. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's not considered water even, it's batel legamri, that after the cow drank it, this water is not even metama the cow anymore. But not the pshat is because Rabbi Yehuda holds, mashke liquid, cannot be metama oichlim, no. If it's real good water, water that's tamei maybe could be metama oichlim. But here there's a chsarin, mishum dehevelei mashke and saruach, because here it's like fashtunke nevasa, that there's something wrong, the water itself became not drinkable anymore. After a cow drinks in the cow's stomach, nobody can drink that water anymore. So it came like something happened to it. It's not drinkable anymore. That's why it lost its shame. It's not metam neichem. Really, water, a mashke that's tamei, could be metam neichem. But this mashke in the cow's stomach loses the shame of mashkin. Nobody's going to drink it now. It's the ruach. Therefore, it's not metam at all. So, and the Tanakama argues and says, no, it's not called Seruach yet, even though it's in the cow's stomach, it's still called a mashkim, and a mashkim could be Matam Oichel. But from Yehuda, again, we have no raya what he would hold. Here he says it's not Matam of Yechum, because it lost the shame of a mashkim. It's not called something that's drinkable right now. That's why it's not Matam. But maybe real water that's drinkable, if it's Tamei, maybe it could be Matam Oichel. So again, we have no raya. So the more, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Oimrim. Now again, the last part of that brayse that we had on Tef Zayin that we're going to explain now, they had a sheet like this that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon both said, "Imin lo oichlin temeyim lekelim torim." A new halacha. We'll soon see how they know from the psukim. They made a chilik.
that what water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa. If a sheretz touches water, it's metame midiraisa. The water is tame. Now, if this water, if it touches food, if it goes on bread or oichlim, it's metame the oichlim. But if the water goes on a keli, on a kli, it's not metame kelim. Mashkim cannot be metame kelim midiraisa. Midiraisa mashkim can only be metame oichlim. That's their shita. We'll soon see how they know it from sukkim. That's what Rabbi Yosef and Rishim both say. That loichlim temeim, when the water touches a food, it could be matam with the food. When it touches kelim, it's Torah. Omer Rabba Bavachona. Omer Resh Lokish. Rabbi Yosef that says this svara is Bishitas Rabbi Kiva Rabba Yomroi. He's saying it in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the way Rabbi Kiva dashen sukim, you come out with this halacha. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi was a Talmid of Rabbi Kiva Hoya. The world was like empty without any Torah. Kamat at Shabbat Rabbi Kiva until Rabbi Kiva came, made to Rabbi Seinu Shabbadorim, v'shonel him, and he learned Torah with Talmidim. V'yelu hein, these were Rabbi Kiva's big Talmidim: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So you see, Rabbi Yosi was a Talmid learned by Rabbi Kiva. So we're saying now that Rabbi Yosi says this chilik, that water could only be matam and oichel and not a keli, that's only because he dashens the same way as Rabbi Kiva dashens the psukim. Now how does Rabbi Rabbi Kiva dashen the psukim? The Dorish. Rabbi Kiva dashens when the posik says yitmo yitama. The posik doesn't say the thing became tomei. Tomei with the mashma of a sheretz touches the water becomes tomei. But the posik rather says yitmo. Yitmo mashma, it could be matam or something else. That's the chiddush, even though mashke becomes tamei, not that it stays by itself, but it could be metama something else. And we'll soon see it only can be metama oichlin, and not kelim. Rashi says, the darish yitma, the yachsiv gabi oichlin, tamein, yitma. The pasuk says when oichlin becomes tamei, it doesn't say stam, it's tamei, but it says yitma, that it can be metama something else. Now that's Rabbi Kiva Darshan's that way, and Rabbi Yosi also, V'yilnami Dorish Yitmo, Yechsev Gabi Mashkin, means Tameyim Yitmo. That's what the Pasuk says, water could become Tamei. It doesn't say Eloshin, the Mashkin is Tamei, but the Pasuk says rather, V'chol Amashka, She Yishoseh, V'chol Kli Yitmo. Yitmo is Mashma two things. It becomes Tamei, and it could also be Matam as something else. Now, so the Mordetnan, we learned, Boy Bayayim Dorish Rabbi Kiva. On that day, Rashi says that they made Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah the Nosi. On that day, Rabbi Kiva dashen. That he dashen like this. The Pasuk says, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem. Asher yipol mehem el toichoy. If a sheretz falls inside a kli cheres, the Pasuk says, kol asher besoichoy yitmo. Anything inside the kli becomes tomei. So, Zot Gemara, Eino oimet tomei. The pasuk doesn't say what's inside the kli becomes tomei, ela yitmo, but rather it becomes tomei that it could be metame something else. That means yitame acherim. It could even be metame something else. If what's inside the kli cheres goes outside and touches something else, it's metame something else. Limud, from this pasuk we learn out, al kikar sheni. If you have a regular piece of bread, that's chulin, it's not even truma, it's regular bread that, like we eat. If it becomes a sheni l'tuma, the din is midiraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds she'oisa shlishi b'chulin. There's such a thing that a sheni could make a shlishi b'chulin. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We hold by chulin you only have a sheni. There's only a shlishi by truma. Rabbi Kiva holds no. The pasuk now is telling us the chiddush that a sheni could make a shlishi. Now what's the case? Rashi masbul like this. There's a chiddush of a kli cheres, that means an earthly keli, that if let's say you have food inside the kli, and the sheretz now just comes inside the avir, the ear of the kli. The sheretz doesn't even touch the side of the kli. It doesn't even touch the food inside it. It only comes inside the ear of the kli. There's a chiddush hakara now that the kli itself becomes tamei. Now, how is the kli tamei? It's considered as if the sheretz went and touched the keli. So the kli is a rishon l'tuma. Now, any food inside the kli also becomes tamei now because the keli, the kli itself, is touching the food. Like the food is inside the glass, it's earthly keli. So if the keli around became tami rishon l'tuma, it touches the food inside, it becomes a sheni l'tuma. So the pasuk is saying now, v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem al toichoy, if a sheretz falls inside it, kol asher v'soichoy yitma, any food that's inside this kli cheres becomes tamei. But the pasuk doesn't say tomei. The pasuk says yitmo. That this food inside, which is a shemi l'tuma, when it comes outside and touches something else, it can be matam as something else. So the pasuk is saying clearly, even by chulin, a shemi makes a shlishi. That's the way Rabbi Kiva darshins. That's why the pasuk says yitmo. That this food, this bread inside the kli, which is a shemi l'tuma, when it comes outside, it's matam as something else. That's where Rabbi Kiva Darshan's over there by the Kli Cheres by Oichel. Now how does Rabbi Kiva Darshan by us by water, by Mashke, that was saying now that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva to tell us that Mashke water, when it becomes Tameh, it could even be Metama Oichelim also. But the end of the Pasuk says, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishosem V'chol Kli Yitma. Now this Pasuk is also talking about the same Pasuk. It's talking about you have water inside a Kli Cheres. There's water inside this earthly keli. Now the sherets again came inside the kli. So the kli became tummy. The keli touched the water, was matama the water inside. And the pasuk again says, yitma, that when this water comes outside, it could be matama something else. So that's Rabbi Yossi Raya, that water could be matama something else. Chomashka asher yishosa the whole kli yitma, says yitma means latame tuma seichlim. That when it comes out this water and touches food, it could be matama the food. So the Gemara atoyma latama tumas oichlin. You're telling me now when the water comes out of the kli, it could be matama food. Or you know, maybe not like that. Elo latame tumas mashkin. Maybe when the water comes out of the kli and touches other water, it could even matama other mashkin. Like what are you telling me now? It could only be matama food, a solid. Why when the water comes out, why can't it be matama second water? So tomorrow, Marta, I'll tell you, loy kachoye, that can't be. Tomorrow, my loy kachoye, why can't that be? Omer Papa, because loy matzino tuma shaisek yaitsebo. That's the cloud that Midiraisa, at least a lot of Mandiyama hold like this, that one tomein can make the other thing just like a tomein. In other words, food. If food touches food, it can't be matamrit Midiraisa. If water touches water, it can't be matama midiraisa. If a kli that's tamei touches another keli, it can't be matama. There's only a thing, a keli could be matama mashke. A mashke, liquid, could be matama keli. A liquid maybe could be matama oichel. But liquid cannot be matama liquid. That's the cloud. We'll soon see the psukim. That's what Papa is saying, that Lai Mitzinyo never found tuma sheisek yeisebur. A keli or a mashke that's tamei, if it touches the same object, it can't be matama that thing. Therefore, this pasuk, when it says that the water inside the kli is tamei, and when it comes outside, it's matama something else, it can't mean it's matama other mashkin, because there's no such thing like that. So it has to mean when it comes out, it's matama food. Now the question is soon, but how do we know it's not matama keli? Maybe when it comes out, it could even be matama kelim also. That's what we're saying. Rabbi Yossi holds that water could only be matama food, but can't be matama kelim. That's soon going to be the question. Why not? So the more Ravina, while Ravina says Migufa dekra nami lemotzes amrit. From this pasuk itself, you can't say that the water inside the kli should be matama other water. Why? That yitmo latame tumas mashkin. You can't tell me pshan this pasuk that the water inside the kli cheres, when the sheretz comes inside and the water becomes tamei, you can't tell me when the water comes outside it'll be matama other water. Why not? The saka daitach. Yitmo de seifon le tomei tomas mashkin. If you want to tell me the end of the pasuk that says v'chol mashka asher yishosa v'chol kli yitmo, that's talking about the water inside the kli cheres when it becomes tomei, that it can even be matama mashke. If that's pshat of the last word yitmo in this pasuk, then it's talking about it could be matama even water liquid of as the yitmo deresha. When the beginning of the pasuk before, that says v'chol kli cheres asher yipo mi'en maltoichoin kol asher b'soicha yitmo, anything inside it is tamei. Says kol asher b'soicha yitmo. When the pasuk in the ratio says yitmo, as a churanami letame tumas mashkin, it also has to mean that if the food inside it kli cheres becomes tamei, it could be matama oichlin. That's what you have to say. It could be matama mashkin. Fred Gemara bazoi ni'arvinu v'nichtevinu. Why doesn't the pasuk put the two things together? The pasuk is talking about that in the kli cheres, either there could be food inside it when the sheretz came in, or else the end of the pasuk is saying if there's water inside the kli cheres and the sheretz comes in. The pasuk says both become tamei. If you can tell me now that both have the same koyach to be matama mashke, so why does the pasuk have to have a ganza riches, a long pasuk here, and should have said both kedushim together? Should have said mikol oichol asher yochal asher yovi olav mayim, any food inside this kli cheres. V'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli, or else any water, any liquid that's inside this kli is yitma. When it becomes tameh, it could even be matama something else. So the kasher is trei yitma lomali. Why is the pasuk divided into two parts? The first says when there's food inside it, the food becomes tameh, it could be matama something else. And another part says when there's water inside this kli cheres, in this earthly keli you have water, and now a sheretz comes inside it. So the kli becomes tameh, and then the mashka becomes tameh, and when the mashka goes out, the mashka could be matama something else. Abazoi, why does the pasuk say two times yitma? Ella, you have to say yitma the reisha letame tumas mashkin. The first yitma is talking about when food becomes tummy in the kli cheres. When it comes out, it could be matama mashke. If it touches water, it would be matama the water. Mashen kein yitma the seifa, but in the seifa, the end of the pasuk, that's talking about when you have water inside the kli cheres and the sheretz touched it, went inside the kli. So that the water is tamei, atayi dafka latame tumas eichlin. The water now could only be matama food. Mashen kein mashkin, it cannot be matama. But that's the cloud, the same object, like water, cannot be matama another water. Or food cannot be matama food. Therefore, since the pasuk separates the two cases and says two separate yitmos, we're saying now that food has one halacha. When food becomes tamei, when it touches mashke, it could be matama the mashke. But when mashke is makabel tumah from the kli cheres, it cannot be matama another mashke. It can only be matama noichel. That's why it has two separate dinim. So the pasuk has to divide up and says two different yitmos. The pasuk has to say. For the gemara now, the kasha, the emor letame yesakelim. True, we have now when you have this water inside the kli cheres. So when the water is tumay, the pasuk says yitma when it comes out, it could be matama something else. But we're saying now, what can be matama? Only food. Now, mashkim, we understand. Water cannot be matama water. But the kasha is, what about kelim? Why can't this water, when it touches the keli, why can't it be matama the kelim? Why do we say only food and not kelim? So the Gemara, v'lav kal v'chaymu. From this I have a kal v'chaymu to say, it cannot be matama kelim. O ma'akli, ma'adach kli itself, she matama mashka, a keli that's tummy. When it touches food, when it touches water, it can be metama the mashke. For nesvegan ain't metama kli, but one keli cannot be metama another keli. Of a keli, if a plate is tummy, when it touches another plate, it cannot be metama the second plate. Even though when a plate touches water, it could be metama the water. Of a zoy mashkin, haboy yimachmas kli. This water that's tummy because of the kli cheres. We're saying now the sheretz came inside the kli cheres. It was matama the kli, the glass now, earthly glass became tummy, and therefore the mashka, the water inside is tummy because of the kli. So this water was only tummy because of the kli. As I was saying, ein adin, shlayit mesa kelim. Avada, this water now cannot be matama kelim. Just like the water only comes from a kli, from the outside earthly keli. And the earthly keli, if it touches another keli, it can't be matama that keli. So the mashke should be the same thing also. This mashke, that's tome only because the keli, cannot be matama something else, cannot be matama another keli. So therefore, for pshita, this water cannot be matama keli. So the maravi emo, kiloi matama mashkim haboy machmas kli. That's true. If the water is only mekabel tumah from the keli, I understand why it can't be better than the kli itself, and it cannot be matam another keli. Avo mashkin haboy machmas sheretz. What's going to be if a sheretz touches water directly? So the water now is tummy now. It is the chura of the sheretz. If he touches a keli, he could be matam a keli. So this water now should also be allowed to be matama kelim. Is hochinami de matama mashkin? In this case now, how do I know this water can't be matama the mashkin? This water can't be matama kelim? Hey, what made the water tamei? A sheretz. Now, if a sheretz touches a keli, it could be matama keli. So the same way if a sheretz touches a keli, the keli is tamei. Now the sheretz touched the water. The water is tamei. But why can't this water go and be matama keli now? And you're telling me a cloud, Rabbi Yossi is saying that no water that's tameh could have ever be matama kelim. So why not? And the Gemara like this, mashkin haboy yimach masheretz. That's what you tell me so poshid, that if a sheretz touches water, the water becomes tameh, mik sivi. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. The Torah never talks about that water became tamein from the fact that a sheretz touched the water. That we don't find. The pasuk only says that the mashkin becomes tamein because of the kli. So since the pasuk doesn't talk about mashkin being tamein from a sheretz, we don't know what the lach will be. For the Gemara, good. Of a v'lav kal v'chayma. Isn't it a kal v'chayma though, Kossi? I have a kal v'chayma that of a sheretz.